for halachim chavis alvodos Wednesday night, or the Tezlov, or the Yudalid, or the Yudalid Kislev. Okay, when you answer Amen, so you know, so sometimes you know people chazar sashatz or whatever, they don't answer Amen. And if you answer Amen, so you say, "Oh, I'm a good guy. I answered Amen." But if you just answer Amen, it's not really anything kamat, because you have to have kavanas when you answer Amen, and the kavanas sometimes get very complicated, and sometimes they're multifaceted. For example, if you hear a birchas hodah, even just a birchas hodah, like a simple bracha that praises Hashem, maybe yishtabach, yishtabach shem kolad malkeinu, or baruch shem arba yahu olam, or maybe you can consider if you hear someone making a birchas hanenin, so blessing Hashem, so you say amen, so you say it's true. Let's say this hoidoa, this shevach of Hashem is true, and I believe it, that Hashem is mehulol b'tishpachos, Hashem is this, or Hashem is that. Amen. I'm being ma'amesit. I'm saying it's true. And the chayodom adds that you also have to have in mind that Hashem, about whom this is true, is baruch. But you're answering amen to the baruch also. The person is blessing Hashem, without going into the philosophical explanations of what it means to bless Hashem, but he's blessing Hashem too. So in other words, if a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, let's assume for a moment, for this purpose, that a Birchas Hanenin is like a Birchas Hedor, Birchas Hedor, Birchas HaShevach. So you say, Amen, it's true that Hashem is Pri Ha'etz, and it's true that Hashem, who is Pri Ha'etz, should be Baruch. So that's like his two Kavanas. Because the Shulchan Aruch says the MS that, by the way, it's the Amen is that it's MS that this is true about Hashem. And the Shemura brings out the Chayodim that you have to also have in mind that it's true that Hashem is Baruch. If it's a Tefillah also, then you have to add another layer. Let's say you hear a Baruch Nishman Esri from the Chazores HaShatz. So again, you say Amen, you're feeling good. You said Amen to the HaShatz, but you have to have a lot of thoughts there. Because let's say he says, Atochoni lo demdas umlamid ve'enosh bino, chaneinu me'yitzuch adiyo bino v'haskel, baruch ato Hashem chonin ados. So now you're thinking, Amen, it's true that Hashem is chonin ados. Amen, it's true that he, as the chonin ados, is Baruch. And then your amen is not only an imus that it's true, but now it's also amen, the way we sometimes think of amen, that I also, yiratzon, it should be true, that you should give odom das, that the tefillah should be mekuyam. I also want it to be mekuyam. So you're affirming the shevach, you're affirming, according to the chayodom, Shmura brings it down, that he's baruch, and you're adding your request that it be mekuyam, that the request, if it's a tefillah, be mekuyam. Or when you answer amen to kaddish, yiskadel v'yiskadesh shmei rabbah. So amen, there it's purely, it's not a shevach there, it's purely a tefillah. So it's purely you're adding your own desire that this should become true, to the tefillah of what the Kaddish is. Okay. So it's very complicated on me. Chavis Alvavis, we're in Shar, Chesmen HaNevesh, we'll go over Perek Sheni very quickly, hopefully, that he's talking about Avon Chesmen, Kol B'nei Odom, Shav Emlo, everybody, if it's the same for everybody, or no, Mar, no, of course, Ki Hatshuva B'zeh, She'eshtadus B'nei Odom, B'nyoni Terosom V'olom, Am Tischalef, since you're thinking about all the good Hashem has bestowed upon you, so your ability to think, your intelligence, Pashut, how much you could realize, and your personal circumstances, so tishchalef, they're going to be different, according to the difference of the ability people have to discern things, to understand things, to comprehend things, to be aware of things. The sichlam, the zakus, havanosam, and So v'cholachad v'echad mehem, each person mitzuva v'chashev im nafsho, v'meshu chayabo me'avodos abor yisala. So again, in the Chavis Halobis, Cheshbon HaNefesh is more of a thinking about what you're mechuyev to do. Not so much of an accounting of what happened that day, and what you did that day, but Cheshbon HaNefesh, he seems to define Cheshbon HaNefesh to the thinking, like more of a thinking what you're mechuyev to do. So based on your intelligence and based on your ability to understand, everybody has to be chashiv and nafsho, but meshu chaybo me'avodos aboriyos Allah can be kafi akaroso, but tovus aboriya kolos from yuchodos. As you understand, if you're able to understand, say you have a scientific mind, like some people here, so you're able to understand the intricacies of the laws of physics, and how amazing it is that the world doesn't implode, and that the world doesn't fly apart or collapse within itself. So if you're able to understand that, so then you have more hakaras hatov Hashem, because you're more makir in the flow of Hashem. Or just on a personal level, if you think about your life, and you say, you know, look where I was and how I got here, and you know, you think about those things. So everybody's different. And your intelligence is different, how much you're able to understand. And he brings a raya from a pasuk. Because Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, V'idata me'yom kilolos b'neichem eshal yodah v'shal eroos musar Hashem alokeichem k'neichem eroos v'shal masi Hashem ha'gadol v'tzoloma kitanas abori aleichem. You, the Yotzer Mitzrayim, or the sons of the Yotzer Mitzrayim, so Hashem's taina on you is Yerisa Chazaka v'niris, and more obvious v'neishi yal b'neichem, that your sons have it b'kabbalah from you. It's true, they know it, but you saw it, so you have more hakara. And if you have more hakara, you have more of a chiyuv, more of an obligation. You understand more because you saw it with your own eyes. So the rose mostly abori yisparach. Kiroshim, as you saw it, but temam yuchadim betovus hagdolos and all the things in the midbar. That's what the sukkah go on to enumerate what happened to you. B'cheinoma b'sher b'nei yodim says is in general true. Kimashach hayodim bo, their obligation to think about their obligations to Hashem. Yischalef is going to be different according to different people. The difference in their, again, their ability, how much they understand. Even the difference between hearing it from your father and seeing it yourself, that difference the pasuk brings out. And people have different lives. So you have to think about your life. You have to really make this cheshbon. What are my obligations to Hashem? The tachlis yicholko, best of your ability. The achsogel sobi menu, the best of your, the most that you're able to discern, to understand. Mashiachil v'lov b'maiseh, and what? So what you're able to do? Yistadu bo v'yitrach u'mashalo yuchav asigu b'maiseh. Yasigu b'yadiya. Oh, there's another aspect. Yisabe, the Roshon, okay, we'll wait for tomorrow to do this, a whole new idea, and we'll pick it up from here tomorrow, Blineda. Okay.